Bookworms by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 1. A Chance Encounter. Hints of fall were in the air. The leaves had begun to change from green to brilliant golds and reds. Crisp breezes had finally crept into the hot, muggy air, finally taking the edge off of the oppressive summer heat. A slender boy of about 11, with shaggy, sandy hair and a handful of faded freckles, hugged his family goodbye at King's Cross Station. He had one of his hands on a trolley with all sorts of stuff a student might need for Hogwarts. Ample reading material, various supplies for classes, several changes of clothing, a wizard's chess set that he had purchased at Diagon Alley, and even a magical owl in a cage. After he said goodbye to his family, he looked at the solid barrier between platforms 9 and 10. He nodded to himself, thinking, "I got this." He casually pushed his trolley towards the brick barrier, gradually picking up momentum, and a few seconds later, he disappeared into the barrier, effectively vanishing from the train station. "You ready, Imogen?" the boy asked as he appeared on the other side. Directly above his head was a sign that read, "Platforms 9 3/4, so he knew he was in the right place. Just before he boarded the train, one of the crew members smiled at him.
"I can store your belongings if you'd like."
The boy returned the smile.
"Thank you, just let me get my robes and some reading material. That should be all that I need. Now, Imogen, you be a good girl, and I'll see you on campus, okie doke?"
The boy grabbed a couple of bags and let the crew member handle the rest. He clambered up the steps and found a cozy compartment to himself. He opened one of his bags and pulled out a hardcover copy of Isaac Asimov's Foundation. He enjoyed the relative peace and quiet of having his own compartment, and was able to get through a couple of chapters undisturbed when he heard a gentle knocking on the door. A young girl about his age poked her head in. She had a wild jungle of frizzy brown hair and soulful brown eyes to match. When she saw that the boy was reading a science fiction novel, an enormous smile crept onto her face, revealing her slightly oversized front teeth.
"Hiya," the girl squeaked. "How are you? Do you mind if I'd sit here?"
The boy put a bookmark in his novel, placed it next to him, and then returned the smile.
"Oh, hello. I'm good. How are you?"
He extended his hand to the girl.
"Terrific,"
the girl replied as she took his hand and shook it heartily. She arched an eyebrow, but kept her broad smile.
"Your accent, it's very strange. I don't think I've heard one like yours before. Where are you from, if you don't mind my asking? Canada, possibly?"
She plopped down in the seat next to him. The boy chuckled.
"I'm not British, if that's what you're hinting at. Well, I kind of am, as my mom was born and raised in London, but I'm not a British subject. And you're kind of close. I'm actually from Minnesota, in the States. I was offered an opportunity to study at both Ilvermorny and Hogwarts, but I chose to study across the pond. I don't come from a magical family, so a lot of this is new to me."
The girl's face glowed.
"I'm from a non-magical family as well. I guess I didn't know what to expect in the Muggle world, so I read all the first-year texts from cover to cover to try and figure things out on my own."
The boy nodded and grinned like a Cheshire cat.
"Same here. By the way, my name's Grimseth. Kellen Grimseth."
"Grimseth?" the girl repeated with a puzzled look. "That's a strange name for sure." She then smiled sweetly.
"I mean, no offense, of course."
The boy chuckled.
"Not taken. It's Norwegian. Kan du norsk?"
The girl shook her head. "I'm sorry, I don't understand."
"No worries," the boy replied. "I just asked if you knew Norwegian. Anyway, my rightful first name's Robert, but I usually go by Kellen. Only my mother calls me Robert, and that's usually only when she's rather upset with me."
The girl's face twisted in confusion once more.
"Kellen, and I thought my name was strange."
Kellen shrugged.
"I'm used to it. At least I know whom people are addressing. There's rarely any confusion."
"That's true," the girl replied.
"I suppose having a unique first name does have its advantages."
She smiled brightly again.
"And I'm Hermione Granger. It's nice to meet you, Kellen."
"Nice to meet you, Hermione," Kellen replied.
"It's not strange. I think it's rather pretty."
Hermione smiled at Kellen.
"You think so?"
"I know so," replied Kellen confidently. "Just because it's different doesn't mean it's not lovely."
"Well, thank you. So, why did you choose Hogwarts over Ilver whatever?"
Hermione asked.
"It's kind of a long story," answered Kellen. The short answer is Hogwarts is slightly more prestigious than Ilvermorny. Not that Ilvermorny is an awful school or anything, but I wanted a challenge, you know? The other answer is, my second cousin Desiree is on my mom's side of the family, so I'd already know someone when I get there. Not really make friends easily, so having someone I can talk to right at the bat will help. I can't wait to see her because it's been a couple of years.
I can relate, Hermione murmured. I'm not much of a people person either. I prefer the company of books to people most of the time. She pointed at Kellen's novel.
Foundation, I've never read that. Is that any good?
It's amazing, replied Kellen. I'll gladly let you borrow it. I've read it cover to cover countless times. I enjoy it because it's sort of like listening to a very close friend. He grinned.
Asimov is arguably the biggest name in science fiction, so his works are mandatory if you're into the genre.
If you don't mind, Hermione squeaked.
She grinned as Kellen handed her the book.
I'm usually into adventure novels and mysteries, but I won't turn down science fiction.
Several minutes later, a kindly witch pushing a trolley of treats approached the compartment.
Hello, dears. Care for any sweets?
Would you like anything? Kellen asked Hermione.
Perhaps, she replied. Something that isn't too sweet, please.
Kellen turned towards the treats vendor. 2 pumpkin juices and 2 pumpkin pasties, please. They look only modestly sweet. He handed the witch a few sickles, and she happily gave Kellen the pumpkin juices and pumpkin pasties.
Thank you, ma'am, Kellen told the kindly old witch.
You're welcome, dear, she replied.
She then pushed her trolley to the next compartment. Kellen then handed Hermione a juice and a pasty.
Thank you, Kellen, she said softly.
She took a small sip of her pumpkin juice and started reading Foundation. About a half hour later, she put the book down. She looked at Kellen and smiled.
You're right, it is a very good read, thank you.
She looked down at her feet, and her cheeks flushed a deep pink. She turned to her new friend and whispered in his ear,
Not many children are this kind to me, but you've treated me like a princess ever since we got acquainted. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
She gave him a gentle side hug. They started chit-chatting for a little while to get to know each other a bit better. Kellen even made Hermione laugh a couple of times with a couple of funny stories about life on the farm. He loved hearing her little giggles. It was like music to his ears. The train went up a steep hill and lurched a bit. A few drops of Hermione's pumpkin juice spilled on her blouse.
No, she exclaimed. I hope it's not ruined.
She appeared to grab something from her bag, but Kellen stopped her with his hand. Kellen smirked.
I got you, he said.
He pulled out a rather crooked-looking wand with several dark knots from a black case and waved it in the air and pointed it at the stain on her sleeve.
Tergio,
he cried out, and like that it disappeared.
Thank you, Hermione replied sweetly. I see you're quite proficient with magic, and that wand is rather unusual looking. Where on earth did you get it?
Same place as you, most likely, Kellen said glibly.
Ollivander's wands. It's elderberry. The only one he had, too, if you can believe it.
He offered his wand to Hermione so she could take a look.
It is very different,
she said softly as she spun the wand between her fingers.
But you're also a very different boy. In a very good way, of course. So I can understand why your wand is so unique.
She then smiled.
I suppose I need to go change into my robes. Hold my seat, please.
Kellen nodded. And I'll get changed when you're finished, if that's okay. Hermione gave him a thumbs up. Several minutes later, Hermione returned to the compartment in her full Hogwarts regalia.
How do I look, Kellen? She asked.
You look very smart, he said simply.
Thank you, Hermione replied. I'll hold your seat if you want to get changed now.
Kellen nodded and headed for the nearest loo to change into his robes. Kellen returned a short while later, in his full Hogwarts uniform, and with his dusty blonde hair slicked back with copious amounts of hair gel.
Thanks for holding my seat, Kellen said with a grin. Now you said that you read the texts. Would you like to practice a spell?
I do, Hermione confirmed. Would you like to be my guinea pig?
Perhaps, Kellen chuckled.
I hope you're not going to turn me into a mongoose or something.
Hermione replied, tapping her fingertips on her chin as her eyes rolled upward in thought.
She looked at the backpack that contained Kellen's books.
Mind if I try something on that bag of yours?
Kellen shrugged.
I don't mind, he said.
Hermione produced her own wand from her bag and waved it gently at Kellen's bag.
Calavaria, she exclaimed.
And his bag changed from black to green.
Not bad, Hermione,
Kellen said with a chuckle. I like that shade of green.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.